Faith and Freedom Tour, Stop 11. The First National Bank. Like the Second National Bank, the First National Bank now also is just a historical building, which was closed under the leadership of President Andrew Jackson. Our founders knew the scripture that taught not to squander wealth, but rather to put it in the bank to gain interest. See Matthew 25, verse 14 through 28. America's founders had a great war debt that they had to pay, and so they were constantly concerned with good fiscal policy. This concern is easily seen in Washington's farewell address on September 19th of 1776. Quote, as a very important source of strength and security, cherish public credit. One method of preserving it is to use it as sparingly as possible. Avoid occasions of expense by cultivating peace, but remembering also that timely disbursement to prepare for danger frequently prevent much greater disbursement to repel it. Avoiding likewise the accumulation of debt, not only by shunning occasions of expense, but by vigorous exertions in time of peace to discharge the debts which unavoidable wars may have occasioned, not ungenerously throwing upon posterity the burden which we ourselves ought to bear. End quote. As Proverbs 13, verse 11 says, he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. Benjamin Franklin offers timeless advice in his book, Advice to a Young Tradesman. Quote, in short, the way to wealth, if you desire it, is as plain as the way to market. It depends chiefly on two words, industry and frugality. That is, waste neither time nor money, but make the best use of both. Without industry and frugality, nothing will do, and with them, everything. He that gets all he can honestly and save all he gets, necessary expenses excepted, will certainly become rich. If that being who governs the world to whom all should look for a blessing of their honest endeavors doth not in his wise providence otherwise determine. End quote. Simply put, quote, a penny saved is a penny earned. Unquote.